You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're joined today by yoga teacher Dawn Blessard and filmmaker and journalist Anne Gold. They are going to be chatting to us about something very exciting, Walking in the Light, a short documentary film about Dawn's story and a very important challenge she took on last year in support of Macular Society. This documentary is going to be featured in an upcoming film festival, and Dawn and Anne join us now to talk about it. It is so lovely speaking with both of you today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, yes.
Well, I guess the first question is always, how did this all start? How did this collaboration begin?
Anne and I met through yoga and started to come to my yoga classes. We become very good friends over the years. And then Anne found out about my eye disease and she started to sort of follow my journey by either doing little short videos or she would record some of my yoga retreats out of the kindness of our hearts. And then it started from there.
Probably what she's never said on any of the programs she's been on is that she actually changes people's lives through yoga. She did for me. I had come out of a very difficult relationship and I could barely move. And when I first met Dawn, and she actually through yoga has sort of completely changed my life. And it's not the only time that she's done that. She does that to a lot of other people. So what happened was that she said that she was going to do this, the Yorkshire Three Peaks. She'd never done any hill walking before. I've done a lot of hill walking and I sort of knew what she was taking on because I did my degree in Leeds and walked in the Dales a lot and can be tough. And I just thought that this was sort of an excellent opportunity for showing that it doesn't matter what you might have going on in your life, you can still take on adventure and you can still sort of break boundaries if you like.
I love that. It's so nice to hear because I speak to Dawn a lot and it's so nice to hear from someone who actually is, you know, in her life, especially when it comes to the yoga community. She speaks so wonderfully of everyone from the community, you specifically, Anne, as well. But I guess I would love to know, as a journalist, as a filmmaker, what was it like filming Dawn? Because this is a subject, you're filming someone who you know and you have a personal connection with. Was that different in a way to any other work you've done in the past?
Well, I suppose it was. I think that what the challenge was, obviously, I've done a lot of film with Dawn and she's absolutely amazing on camera. You know, she's great at talking. I don't really need to prompt her very much. So that issue isn't a problem, because with some people you really have to probe quite carefully to get what you want. So it wasn't so much that, but I think that when we were actually in Yorkshire, the problem that I hadn't sort of anticipated was actually walking myself, carrying 25 pounds of kit, because I had to lose weight to do the walk. And I was carrying as much weight as I'd lost on my back with my kit. And so my challenge was obviously carrying all of that weight and keeping up with Dawn and the rest of the group and actually filming them at the same time. So that's what the challenge was. It wasn't so much Dawn, it was me really.
I love how you almost downplay it, because if I recall correctly, Dawn said you would race ahead of them so you could get a shot lying down on the ground with the camera.
But you know, that's what you need to do.
You have to imagine that you'll be on this walk and you'll all be chatting, and then the next minute everyone's like, Anne's on the floor, and she's like, keep walking, and it's just like, and you're like, oh my god, where did she come from? And it was like, you know she'd just appear, and it was the most fascinating thing, especially like you'll be thinking about, oh, my legs really hurt, and then you're all giggling over Anne just appearing, like, you know, behind a few sheep or something, you know.
So, like a proper filmmaker, especially documentary filmmaker, just hiding away and just following the subject.
Yeah, yeah. And one of my favorite things is Anne actually had this canvas made for me and my husband for Christmas that she caught, like, this moment of at the end when I'd completed my walk and my husband actually, you know, met me. Yeah, she tells the story about that shot that so beautifully, if you wouldn't mind saying it, Anne.
It was at the end, and it was sort of like a sort of dusk. And Dawn was exhausted. She had just come back down from Wernside, and it was really cold because I think, you know, in Yorkshire or in any high sort of hill area, when the sun goes down, it can start to get cold really quickly. And it was really getting cold, and we were all really wrapped up. There's a sort of quite iconic part of that walk, which is the Ribblehead Viaduct, you know, like the railway crossing that is very famous in the Harry Potter films with all the arches. It's very much like that. You know, we were coming to this, and I could see James standing right at the very end of the viaduct waiting for Dawn. And I realised that that was the shot. And I was walking with Dawn and one of the ladies she was walking with. And I suddenly thought, oh, my God, I've got to get that shot. Well, obviously, you know, we were very tired. We walked a long, long way that day, and I just had to run like crazy. I mean, it was over a mile, so that I could get behind James to take the shot. But it was just like one of those things that you see it in your head that this is what you need to do, and you just have to take off, because if I'd left it another few minutes, I wouldn't have got there.
I love the commitment. I absolutely love it. And Dawn, from your side of being, I guess, in front of the camera, I know now you're very used to it. You're such a presence on social media. But was it any different at the time, really speaking openly about, you know, you have Stargardt's disease, you were going through changes in your vision, you had quite a few challenges going up to do this challenge? How was that emotionally on you?
I kind of forgot about the beginnings of the journey, and it actually really made me cry because it brought everything back. And preparing for that, you know, I never listen to anything back. I never listen to my podcast. I never listen to mine and your recordings. I never listen to any of it back, because I don't feel it's about me. I feel it's about, if I share this journey, what I'm going through, then maybe I can help one person. And that's how I teach my classes. It's not about me, it's about Anne and everyone else in that room, and I'm just a little bit in front of them, just a wee step in front of them. I'm still a student. So to listen to it back, and for Anne to do this documentary, it's such a beautiful thing, and it's really moving for me to have that catalogued about that journey and how far it's come and how quick it's come in my life. It's just under 7 years since being diagnosed to where we are now.
Now, Dawn, you've recently found out that your movie was chosen for the Women Over 50 Film Festival this year. How did it feel hearing the news?
I was so proud for Anne and all our hard work and her speediness running around mountains and jumping out of bushes. Yeah, I'm so proud of her and all the work that she puts in, and all the videos and everything that she does for me, because I wouldn't have her social media if it wasn't for Anne. I just don't see myself that way. With Anne backing me and believing in me, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for her friendship.
Oh, how about... lovely. Thank you, Dawn.
What was going through your head, Anne, when you found out about the selection?
Well, I was really pleased. So this is, obviously, I've been a journalist. I've been a print journalist and an editor for decades and decades. And video was something that I learnt to do, and I've taught people how to do video, and I've done videos for, you know, sort of short videos for various companies, but I've never done anything that was, I think it was sort of like a creative project, you know, for me, but it was also for Dawn. So I've never completed anything quite so long and quite so complicated before. And that in itself was quite a challenge. I actually had to build an app to make myself finish it. But that's another story. But it was just amazing because, you know, you don't expect something, a first film, to get into a film festival. I mean, I would always wanted to have a film in this particular festival. I entered it with no expectation. The expectation was just to enter.
And Anne, you've just had a birthday, so how old are you now?
I'm 69.
And she's still running around mountains.
And I kind of have to prod you here because you mentioned something, or you hinted that you've always wanted to be in this specific festival. Why was it that the Women Over 50 Film Festival was something that was that you had your sight on?
In the filmmaking industry, it's very hard for women to be seen. It's even harder for women over 50 to be seen. And I came across this festival, which is in Lewis, about 10 years ago. And I had a friend at the time who was living in Lewis, and I went to visit her. And then I went to the festival and saw some of the films. And it just seemed like it was a place that would fit, you know. This is a nice setup, it's a nice bunch of women, and I suppose, you know, women filmmakers over 50 are a sort of like a sort of I'm going to say a marginalized group, and that's the wrong word, but you know, it's a select audience, or if you like.
No, I love that. And do the film at the festival, do you know if it's going to be shown with audio description?
It's really interesting because, and I was really worried about audio description. And in our yoga class, there's another lady with Stargardt called Helen, and she came with us to do Dawn's second adventure, which is this year, which is a Jurassic Coast path. And I played it to Helen, and I said, Helen, I'm really worried about the audio description. And she said, I don't think you need it, Anne, because she said, I understood what was happening. So it hasn't got an audio description, but it's got a lot of Dawn talking.
Mm. It makes sense, because I think if it's a personal story, it's a lot of straight to camera interviews overlaid maybe with some other audio that you've collected. Well, let's give some details for anyone who's interested in finding out more about the festival, or maybe checking out the documentary, the short documentary you've both made together. Now, the website for the festival is woff.co.uk, so Women Over 50 Film Festival. And of course, the movie will hopefully very soon become available and shared through Dawn's social media, so you can find her by searching for Pathway Yoga with Dawn Blessert on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And in the meantime, Dawn, Anne, it's been so lovely speaking with you both today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.